There we go.
Go ahead and sing along. Start with that.
It's by faith that I believe. It's by faith that I receive. It's by faith I'll overcome. It's by faith I'll see the sun.
Wednesday was tough for even for me to listen to it. That voice cracking all the time and clearing my throat and things, but I'm happy to have a God that heals. I'm happy to know a God that cares. You know, aren't you just glad that God just cares? You know? He's got all the universe he could spend his time with, but for some reason he wants to come talk to me every day. I appreciate that of him.
Amen. That's it.
As you turn to Hebrews 11, make a few announcements here before I forget. Feeling a good presence of the Lord. Are you happy to be in His presence tonight?
Yes, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Must have left it in. Oh, here it is. Sorry about that. Maybe not. Okay. We have Brother Sampson coming tomorrow. If you make it out, that'd be wonderful. 7 o'clock, like normal. But I'm here tomorrow. The only reason it's on Thursday is because the only night I could get him. He's passing between here. where he's going the next one. He's from India. He's a wonderful brother. Any offering that you want to give tomorrow, just know that if you put anything in there, we're going to give it all to Brother Sampson. So believe God will bless him and his work for the Lord. And Sunday as well, remember that Brother Alexander will be here ministering for us. So keep them both in prayer. I'm expecting great things tonight.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Verse 5. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God.
Amen.
But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. I'd like to preach tonight by faith, Enoch and Noah. Let's bow our heads together. If you have any desire from God as we approach his word, I believe the word is the source for all of our answers. Let's go ahead and lift that to him. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we commit this service in your hands. Lord, we're so happy to feel your presence among us, Lord, because otherwise we're just wasting time. Lord, it's just another gathering of people. But Lord, when Jesus shows up, when you're here, Lord, it changes everything. And we're happy to know that, Lord, that we don't come with a carnal eye looking for something mystical or something that flashes and all those. But look, we're just looking for you, Lord. And wherever you show up, that's where we want to be, Lord. We pray you'd come as we know you're here, but speak right to our hearts, Lord. Let our ears be so open and attentive to your voice that we don't hear any distractions of the devil. Lord, we just forget about work. We forget about home right now. Lord, and we'll just think on you and let you speak. For Lord, you said if we'll put the kingdom of God first, you'll take care of every other need that we have. Lord, and we're a group of believers tonight, and we believe that when two or three are gathered, you'd be here, and you will fulfill all our desires. Help us, Lord God, we pray. Forgive us of any of our sins, Lord, as we approach your word, as we approach your presence. Lord, we don't want any blackness in us at all. Let it be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And if there's one here, Lord, you're the only one that knows the hearts of men. If there's one here that doesn't really know you and the power of the resurrection, I pray that this service they would find you, Lord, and leave with the token of their inheritance. Commit the service in your hands. Heal every sick person, Lord. Save every lost. Encourage every discouraged. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. How many is enjoying the book of Hebrews?
Yes.
Amen. I know I sure am. When I started this, I actually looked this up today. We started this back in May. Anybody believe that? Here we are in December. If I get done by next May, I'd be surprised at this pace. I ain't going too fast. We're only getting one or two verses of service.
That's good.
But, All right. But it's the Word. It's such a wonderful thing because, you know, you read other books and after a while it just gets kind of boring. You know, you go to other sources, you watch this movie, you watch this thing, you do this. After a while, you just get tired of it, but it ain't the same with the Word.
Right.
You can read a verse over and over and over again, and every time you get something else.
Yeah.
Because the Word is not like any other book. The Word is a person, and that person is Christ, and that person never started, that person never ends. He's an inexhaustible fountain of life.
Amen.
So we look at the Word. I trust that you don't read the word like a newspaper or any other book. This Word is alive.
Amen.
This Word is alive. You can read the same thing over and over and over again, and there's always more to it. This is why when we preach the Bible, you think, my, we've been preaching the same New Testament church. It's only a few hundred pages. That ain't that much to preach for 2,000 years,
yeah.
And you ain't scratched it all yet.
Come on.
Isn't that right? When Brother Branham said that he was just hitting the high points, we're beginning to realize he was just hitting the high points.
Yeah.
Because if you start digging out what he was saying, you're like, oh my, look at all these nuggets.
Yeah.
But if you approach the Word, as we're our whole subject here, it has to be by faith.
Amen.
You can't just imagine you're hearing from God. You can't just think you're hearing from God. You must know that you hear from God, because faith is not just something we come up with, as we just read there. Faith is a substance. Faith is more real than this reality here.
Yeah.
Faith was here before all this got here.
Amen.
Because faith came from God. It's his very essence.
Amen.
When God created the world, as we just read there, and I've said it over, it's all right to rehash these things, isn't that right? I'm putting you back into remembrance of these things that'll give you another nugget.
Thank you,
Jesus. Is that all right? When God made the world, we think, my, that's a big job. God didn't think so. He just spoke.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And he waited.
Yeah.
Didn't get in a hurry. Didn't get lazy either. He knew it. I know the day it's going to happen. It will happen because I am the Almighty and I have faith in my own word.
Amen.
And I think that would be a little harder than what you and I have to do, huh? We don't have to have faith in our own word. We can have faith in the Almighty's word.
Amen.
That should be easier for us. Fallen creatures have a hard time with faith. If you watch a man that approaches God but never gets born again, you find out his stumbling block is faith. He can't seem to grasp the concept of faith because if you break a man down, he's made of two things. He's either made of faith or he's made of unbelief.
Right.
There's no middle ground. You break him all the way down to the very inner of his soul. He's either got faith in there or he's got doubt.
That's right.
He either believes the word or he can't do it no matter what happens.
Yeah.
As I just listened to Brother Branham say on the way here, I don't know what message exactly we were listening to, but Brother Branham said, the spiritual mind of some people, they'll say something just like that. They got it. And then other people, you'll pound it over and over and over again. It don't seem to get nowhere. It just proves the predestination of God. And Brother Branham said, I hope you do this in your witness. And look, you ain't trying to force nobody to be saved. If they can't receive it, it's time to move on.
That's right.
You pray, you love, you look for an opportunity, but you don't go banging on their doors and bugging them all the time. You're just going to drive them further away than ever. Because
yeah.
Even if they are to receive it, and it might be the wrong time, you don't know the right time. Wait.
Right.
You know, when Paul was walking around making sure Christians got killed, I'm sure Stephen wasn't worrying about trying to get him saved just yet. He wasn't in a condition to, was he? Tell me, what's the only thing Stephen had to say? Father, forgive them. Do you understand how to approach the sinner? The only thing you can do is entreat for them. Because of your relationship with God, you can entreat for them.
Yeah.
And to think, without that prayer, what would Paul have been? Stephen said, Lord, don't lay this to their charge when they were killing him. And that forgave all of them. I believe God honored his word. And then later, if you look, when Paul met the pillar of fire, changed things, didn't it?
Yeah.
To where even when he's coming to his death, if you read later on, you'll realize that Paul, that always stuck with him, what happened to Stephen. Because he said, Lord, I was there when they killed your servant, Stephen. And if you watch the Lord, he didn't even make mention of it. He just went on with what he was saying. Aren't you glad?
Man.
That when you're really in the blood, when you've really received the Holy Ghost, God ain't got no conversations with you with sin. He don't care no more. It's taken care of.
Amen.
All you have to do is say, Lord, I'm sorry, and it's gone. And we need to understand the only way you'll know that is by faith.
Yeah.
You'll never make this thing with any other source. It is the only source of the believer.
Right.
Pure, unadulterated faith in the Word of God. That what God has said must be. And not what just God said about anything. What God said about me must be.
Yeah.
When God said there'd be a church without a spot or wrinkle,
right.
He said that because I was here.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah. So as we look at these great characters of faith, and as we went through Abel and Cain, how many appreciated that last week? I always love going through that and going through sermon scene and stuff, because without that, your whole foundation of the rest of the Bible is wrong.
That's right.
It's not going to make any sense. Without the serpent seed, why was Jesus virgin born?
Right.
The only thing you're going to say is, well, God wanted to do a miracle one day. I guess he got too bored with normal birth. That's the only thing you come up with. But when you realize what the original sin was, that it had nothing to do with some fancy tree, that it was none other than adultery, it was none other than a sexual act, you begin to realize, oh, now I see why we're all born in sin. That's how we all got here. Now I see why he, the unadulterated one, could not be born that way.
Right.
Oh, does that mean God doesn't do things randomly and he actually has a purpose behind everything he does? Absolutely. And when you go through your life and you look through every day and look, bring it down to every day, everything that's happening has a purpose. God doesn't waste time in his children's lives. Everything in your life is for your benefit. And if you'll take that approach, how are you going to do that, Brother Andrew? By faith. And that's a tough thing. As our normal daily lives, we might not think so, but when death starts striking the family somewhere, you better have faith or you're not going to make it too long. When sickness strikes the family, is faith there to anchor it, or does the wind of doubt just roll right through the house?
I thought we were believers. Why is this happening? Why is this happening? Why is this happening? Look, if you're really in the Word, stay on the Word. It'll pull through.
Amen.
God allows the wind to see if you really have an anchor or not.
Right.
If there's no wind, every boat looks like it's just fine. Let the winds blow. You figure out which one's got an anchor down.
Amen.
Don't be surprised, as Peter said, don't be surprised at these fiery trials, as some strange thing has happened to you. It's there for a purpose. And without it, we'd never get out of here.
Amen.
Without these trials, without the hardships of Laodicea, we'd get comfortable in Laodicea.
Yeah, sure.
And that what Brother Brandon said about the old eagle. Remember the little baby eagles up in the nest? It was nice and cushy when they first got in there. And weren't you when you were saved? Wasn't that just a glorious time? Man, it was nice and cushy. Lord just took care of you. It seemed like there ain't no wrong going to happen. And then one of these days, those old soft pillows started getting pulled out of there. You realize, wow, this ain't made out of what I thought it was. This is, there's sticks under here. They poke my feet. This kind of hurts. Oh my, this persecution. People make fun of me and things. Oh God, let me sweat it out a few days. I don't have as much money as I thought I would as a believer. I thought I'd have a little bit better car. Look, don't worry about any of that. You got a better house waiting on you. Enoch lived in a terrible, just the same as today, as the Bible says,
sure.
As the days of Noah, and that during that time, the antediluvian world, more advanced than anything we've ever seen. Enoch lived in that day, but if you look, Enoch wasn't concerned with that.
Right.
Nope.
We don't know what happened the first 65 years, but it said after he had Methuselah, he walked with God.
Amen.
Let's go ahead and read that, and we'll move on, if that's all right. Genesis. All the way back, Genesis 5, and then we'll come right back to Hebrews 11. I like to make the Word give the answers instead of you trusting just my Word. My words will fail, but the Word can't fail.
Right.
Hallelujah. Genesis 5 and 21. The Bible says this. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And before Paul wrote the book of Hebrews, you might have had people that guessed, what does that really mean? Well, Paul came around and told you exactly what it meant. The man never died. The man was walking one day, and look, it wasn't just any kind of walk, it was the walk.
Amen.
They said it twice there. Did you catch that? Enoch walked with God. It was making a point out of it. What does walk mean? Nice, steady.
Yeah. Amen.
Stay in the course. Not getting hasty. Not getting all worked up. Why? Because faith knows where it stands. It don't need to rush.
Amen.
And it don't need to sit back and cower either. It knows where it's going.
Right.
It's got hair on its chest. It's all right. You know, you go in a waiting room. And these guys that wear those shirts that are too tight and things trying to, you know, every about 100 miles you get away from the gym, they can bench another 100 pounds, right? Second they get close, you begin to realize they're just all puffed up in the head. They ain't got nothing to back it up. But take a man that's really strong, and that'll tell you this. When you go to Hawaii, a guy that's really strong and he knows that he's really strong, he don't wear that stuff. He's got a big shirt on because he don't care.
Yeah.
He knows. He knows that he's a big guy. He ain't got nothing to prove. You want to know how to prove it? Look at the weight he's putting up there. You know he's a big guy because I can't pick that up. And it's the same with the Christian. If you got to walk around and put it all out there, you got to say this, you got to have, you know, your message book stacked out just when somebody comes over that spirit, just so they know, you know, you ain't read none of them, but it looks like you might have.
Wow. Come on.
Wow. Got to hide this, got to put this away, got to look, you know, get this all nice and clean just the way it. Okay, now you can come over. Now you know I'm spiritual.
Wow.
What is it? It reminds me of a man, a little puny guy walking in there thinking he can just talk a big talk, but he can't put nothing up. Isn't that right?
Sure.
We don't want to be that. But you meet a real Christian, he ain't got to change anything. He can come over anytime.
Right.
Because that's just the way he is.
Yeah.
Not a Christian by intellect, a Christian by faith. A Christian that's been born again by the seed of God.
Amen.
Yeah, right.
That's Lord, the group I'm trusting that you are part of tonight. How many Lord believes that?
Yeah.
Because if that's not the foundation of your experience, if you're saved because you adhere to the message, if you're saved because your husband's saved or your wife's saved, or you like the church, or you think Brother Angie's a good guy, and if you hang around me, you're going to be all right, that won't save any of us. Any of us. We are purely saved because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross, and the results of that is you receiving the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And that's what the message came to do when we thought in Pentecost that if you spoke in tongues, you had it.
That's right.
They went off with these tangents of evidences, and we know that they all had a root of truth, but they left.
Amen.
It's the same with justification by faith. Absolutely. You're not justified by anything but faith. Nothing a man can do but believe God.
Amen.
But to just say that means nothing. If that confession doesn't live out of your heart, you're a hypocrite.
Yeah.
as Jesus said. How can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the heart, the mouth speaks. That's how you figure out if you're really a Christian or not. When nothing's around, when there's no motivators, what comes out?
Amen. Amen.
What goes through your mind when there's nothing else around? You understand what I'm trying to say? What is your makeup? Do you think songs of God? Isn't that what the Bible told us to do? Make melody in your heart, singing unto the Lord, spiritual songs. Not this upbeat garbage that they got today. The Bible said spiritual songs.
Amen.
It said psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And I hate to believe it. Most of this updated Christianity music ain't none of that. I always tell my kids, just picture angels singing the song and then you'll know if it's Christian or not. You show them, yeah, you're going to see an angel sing their banging drums and throwing his head up and down. You ever watch it? This stuff is true. And I try to make fun of it. It's just a disgrace.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some services, this is how they run service. They have a rock concert up on the stage.
Yes. Right.
They got the lights. They got the smoke. They might have said Jesus in there, but I couldn't tell because they're just screaming into a microphone.
Yeah.
And let's trail that back. What did Brother Branham say just about Southern gospel songs?
Sure.
Does anybody remember those things, those quotes? And we'll listen to Southern Gospel, and I ain't trying to say that the song itself is wrong, but look, that ain't what God desires. A lot of that's just put on. It's just a fancy show. Very rarely will you find a life behind those people. And it's a shame. It shouldn't have to be that way, but that's just the truth of the matter. God's worship is only one thing. It's out of a sincere motive. And if your worship is dictated by anybody else besides Jesus Christ, you ain't worshiping God. You might as well quit it.
Right.
I didn't mean for you. Well, are we being sinners again? Didn't you just tell me about 10 minutes ago you believed you had the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
Go ahead and worship.
Amen.
It ain't because I said nothing. You're doing it because you love Jesus.
Right.
It just amazes me sometimes how quickly people will let the devil tell them the negative. Oh, there's you. There's you. Oh, look at that. The backslip. Oh, that's me. Yep. Yep. I'm the backslip. I'm the one who can't get the victory today. Yep. No, you can. And you have it. Because by faith, you have the deposit of every single blessing we want as Christians.
Amen.
When you were born again, God did not add one thing to you. He quickened what was already there.
Amen.
People looking for divine healing. You're packing it around all over the place. Why are you trying to find it?
Amen.
It's right here.
Amen.
People looking how to speak in tongues. How do we prophesy? How come I don't see these happening? It's in the people, and you ain't telling them it's in them.
Amen.
That's the problem with the modern day ministry. Even in the message of the hour, they don't tell the people that they have the power of God in their lives.
Amen.
Let me read what Brother Branham said real quick. I don't know why I'm going on tangent, but that's all right. I got this quote for some reason. Brother Branham says this out of the Ephesian churches. He says, Paul saw it coming, but he warned them about this subtle priesthood that would come and take over with its false doctrines. He knew they would implement a way of worship that excluded the people from any part in a Holy Spirit ministry. And even right today, among those who claim to be free and full of the Spirit, there is not too much freedom in the laity. And the best we can see is a few preachers with inspired preaching while the flock just sits there and tries to absorb it. When I read that, I go, my goodness, that's about 95% of message services I've sat through. That's all it is. Yeah, that man's inspired, I believe. That man's got a gift, absolutely. But what's the congregation doing? Just sitting there, trying to absorb it. This is a far cry from Paul, who said that when all came together, all had the leading of the Spirit.
Amen.
I trust you're applying that even in this service right now. Lord, if I'm not in the Spirit, show me why I'm not.
Amen.
If I'm waiting for Brother Andrew to get me in the Spirit, show me that I'm wrong and I should be in the Spirit because I am.
Amen.
When all came together, all had the leading of the Spirit and all participated in spiritual worship. I hate to tell you this, but that's just fine, brother. I hate to tell you this, but this ain't participating in spiritual worship. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. You laugh because you've seen it.
That's right.
Time and time again. And some of us will be honest. That was me. You participate in spiritual worship. Have you noticed the Holy Spirit may keep going that route? Quit putting it on other people. You.
Amen.
You are the believer.
Amen.
You are packing the power of God. You are to have the leading of the Spirit. You are to have the supernatural coming out of your life.
Woo. Glory.
Every single believer.
Amen.
That's the true New Testament church. You go back to the Azusa Street Revival, and I'm just going to throw this out there real quick. Look at the real testimonies of that. It wasn't even, what's his preach? What's that name? I know, it's going to come to me later. The minister that started that was
Seymour.
That's right. What, William Seymour, I think?
Yes.
Black minister down there started that, I believe. But that wasn't where all those miracles came from most time. He said it was 13-year-olds out there that would pray for each other.
Amen.
They'd pray for people that came in and they had miracles happen.
Sure.
But look how we've been taught in the message. Church order. Church order is so misconstrued, I can't take it no more. The things that are supposed to be in order, they ignore. And the things that don't matter, they care about.
Amen.
When we worship, you can jump and scream and run all you want to. That's not what church order is about. We are here to worship in spirit and in truth. That's the whole point. And anything that encourages that, I'm for it.
Amen.
Because worship, as we just went through Sunday, delivers the people. Worship is how the power of God comes to the people. You have to worship first before anything can happen.
Amen.
Why did the priest go before the war and blow the trumpets? To get the worship going. So that way the faith would not just be there dormant, but it'd be quickened and alive by the Spirit of God moving, not just in the ministers, not just in the captains, in every footman. That when he walks in, he says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, none of us will die.
Glory to God.
What happened under Joshua? Exactly that.
Amen.
A little group of, it might have been a few million, but remember, they were taking on nations.
Uh-huh.
And they just walked in there. Didn't lose one. And look what happened. The second, I love Joshua, that spiritual believer, the second they lost just a few men.
Yeah.
He didn't say, it's all right, guys, just regroup something. It's all right. Stop everything.
Yes.
What's wrong?
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I say the same in the Church of the Living God.
All right.
When I watch somebody that sits in unbelief over and over and over again, I sit back and go, something wrong. It ain't the way it's supposed to be. When you watch sinners that can sit in the church service over and over and it don't seem to bother them, something wrong somewhere.
Yes.
You know what happened to sin in the New Testament church when it started?
Uh-huh.
Ananias and Sapphira didn't have a chance. When they came lying, the Holy Spirit showed it.
Right.
Yeah.
Peter didn't want that to happen. Trust me, I as a man, you don't want to watch somebody die. It wasn't his problem, though. They didn't lie to Peter.
That's right.
Right.
They had lied to God.
Right.
Same with the man. Remember when he thought that Brother Branham was reading off prayer cards and all this stuff? And he said, you don't have anything, sir. You're fine. You've been praying so long, you barely even was conscious anymore. The man said, I have tuberculosis, though. Something along those lines, because that is what he had written on his prayer card.
That's right.
And Brother Branham, he's trying to figure out what's even going on, because he's grabbing his hand. He might have thought, maybe I just grabbed the wrong person or something. He's in and out. He said, no, I'm sorry, sir. Remember, he had the gift in the hand. He could see sickness. Just by touching the hand, he said, I'm sorry, sir, you're perfectly fine. It's like, no, I have TB and cancer or something like that. And before Brother Branham even had a chance, the Spirit of the Lord came on and said, you tempt the Spirit of the Lord. You said you had TB and cancer, now you have both.
Sure.
The man fell down and said, God, have mercy on me. Brother Branham said, that's between you and God now. I can't do anything for you. I believe the man died about 6 months later. The New Testament church, look, it needs to be a reality. It needs to be real. We can't just believe in a fictitious God. If God don't show up, we're wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
The message of the hour will live, and it's not being preached like it won't live.
Right.
There's no time. It's not time to make excuses why the power of God don't work. It's time to figure out where we messed up.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
But I'm glad. This is 1 week ago. We asked God to heal. Took care of it. I needed a voice. God gave it to me.
That's right.
Lee Thomas will be just fine. And we write, we put it up there every week, but do we really take knowledge that God answered me here? God answered me here. God answered me here. God answered me here. Look, he doesn't just do that for anyone.
Right. Amen.
Only to those that really believe. Because all kinds of people take the scripture that says, if you say to this mountain, be moved, and don't die in your heart, you'll have it. But they don't really know what it's all about. They think they can just say, well, Lord, I need a whole fleet of Cadillacs, or I need a brand new mansion. And they'll say, well, I'll pray in faith. It's got to happen. It just shows they don't have the first step. And they, you can't start at all until you're born again. Because the things that you're going to ask for are just your lust. It's your flesh, because that's what's living. But if the flesh dies, there's only one man alive on the inside, and that's not you and I. It's Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Remember the man that every time he said anything, it was God's word? Remember the man that every time he thought anything and acted upon it, it was God's word? The same man lives today. The same man lives tonight in the heart of every believer. And these signs shall follow every believer.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
The power of God abides within you. Don't be afraid. Don't let the devil bring you into the realms of fear. It's not respect towards God. It's disrespect towards God when you fear him.
Amen.
Hope you heard what I'm saying. I'm not saying the fear of the Lord. I'm not saying respecting God. I'm talking about being afraid of him.
Right.
It just proves you still have sin in your life.
Amen.
If you feel the presence of God come down and the first thing you want to do is go home, check your experience.
Amen.
If you're even saved at all, you're so backslid you don't remember the presence of the Lord no more. It's not time to play around with these things. It's time to know where we stand. Look, Enoch walked with God 300 years.
Right.
He wasn't questioning how to walk with God. He knew how to do it just fine.
Amen.
He had done it year after year after year. And he wasn't popular by no means. I hope you understand. He wasn't a famous preacher anywhere. Let me show you his sermon. Anybody looked up Enoch's sermon in the Bible? Some of you are like, he had a sermon in the Bible? Well, let's find it real quick. Jude. Right there before Revelations. One of those one chapter things there. Jude 14. In that Bible, you have one page and it's gone. So small print there. Jude 14. Right there, can you say amen for me?
Amen.
Thank you. Jude 14. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. But Enoch walked with God.
Amen.
That don't mean it's time to just push back and say, oh, this is all right. No, when he saw sin, he let him know. Look, if you don't repent, God will judge every one of you. That ain't fancy preaching. That won't get you big church as well. That won't get you a big offering. That won't get you a lot of friends, but it'll get you eternal life.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And not just that, it'll get you a translation.
Amen.
Enoch was, God was so pleased with Enoch's walk. He's the only man that we have besides Elijah. The Old Testament saints, I believe, came up too, and he raptured them out and they weren't seen anymore.
Right.
He's the only man we know. And look, Elijah has to come back. Bible don't say nothing about Enoch coming back.
Nope.
See, as Brother Bram said, the only thing I can think of is Enoch or Elijah. Elijah and Moses didn't serve God but maybe 40 years or so, maybe a little bit more. Enoch served him 300. He must have thought he did his time.
Amen.
So as the bride of Jesus Christ, let us weigh out all of these. Is that all right, real quick? Look, you have to have the character of God. You have to have a backbone too. Faith don't back down. If something's wrong, it's wrong. If something's right, it's right. You need to say it like it is. You need to live it like it is. And people will appreciate a man like that. Do you understand this? When they ask you about Christianity, you better have a straight answer for them. When it's all this wishy-washy, well, you can do this, but you can't do this, it has nothing to do with any of that. Do you have the Holy Ghost or not?
Amen.
And if there's even a question before they answer it, you know the answer is no.
Right.
Because a true born-again believer knows, I've been changed. I didn't do this to myself. I know what I was. And today, I'm not that.
Amen. 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 That's right. Glory to God.
And not just any old change. It's the Word.
Yes.
The life that I now live.
Amen.
You don't try to live what you just are, what you are. The life that I live is by the faith
Amen.
Of the Son of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Who loves me? Oh, you have to, it all goes together. Faith works by love. If you don't recognize the love of God, you'll never have faith in God.
Amen.
Because you'll think he's trying to destroy you the whole time. But when you realize that God never intended to destroy man.
Right.
When Enoch was walking around preaching this, that wasn't the intention that they'd all die. Enoch was trying to warn them, repent of your ungodly deeds.
Amen.
And the only way you ever get a man to recognize he's a sinner is to call out what sin really is.
Right.
If you whitewash it, if you make it wishy-washy, they'll think, well, I'm all right. But if you actually call white, white, and black, black, then they got a chance.
Amen.
And you know, every one of you realized it one day, didn't you?
Sure, yes.
I'm not no halfway saint. I'm a sinner.
Right.
I'm not just a little black. I'm black top to bottom. Everything I thought was good about me, I realized that's the worst stuff about me. Because after you get converted, you realize that's what you're trying to overcome all the time. Man.
Right.
The things that you thought were good when you're in the world, now you hate them.
Yeah, sure.
Man, back when I was in the world, I liked being a big, tall, athletic young man. Now it's the proudest. I hate it. I hate finding pride off all the time. When you know you can do this, you know you can do it. But it doesn't matter. I don't want people to look to me because I can't help them.
Right.
But if they can get past this veil.
Yes.
And isn't that weird? When you're in the world, you want to be tall and strong. You think, when I became a Christian, I go, man, I wish I was as short as Brother Branham. Because I actually at school, I don't stand up very often. Unless I'm teaching a lesson, I'll stay in my seat because I don't like being 2 feet taller than everybody else because I feel like they think I'm, you know, condescending on them or something. I don't know where all that's coming from, but I hope you understand your own fight is against you.
Amen.
Enoch had to fight himself too. Don't worry. He saw it all around him. But Enoch didn't care about that. He was wanting to walk with God.
Amen.
And God granted him that. And if you want to walk with God, there's a means for you to walk with God because as the prophet said, if there's a deep in here for a walk with God, there is a walk with God to have.
Amen.
If there's a deep in here to see things before they happen, it's there.
Amen.
It's there. The ability's there. Because thou must prophesy again.
Amen.
Must take this word and let it live out again. That these signs that the world is thirsting for. Can you imagine that now? The sinner is looking for real Christianity. He wants to see it. Because even if they're not going to be converted, it'll still intrigue them anyhow.
Amen.
Isn't that what happened in Moses' time? The miracles, remember, they left the mixed multitude because some of them said, well, that happened every time. Holy's come check it out. Remember when Jesus did the miracles? He grabbed multitudes came and looked at it. Sure, because they're distracted, but we know that God knew in his mind, there's only a select few I'm going after. There's only a select few. How many's glad that that's you?
Amen.
How many's glad that is you?
Yes, Lord.
Don't worry about living in Laodicea. It doesn't matter. Enoch, as we just said, lived in a terrible time. But by faith, that's all he had. It doesn't say anything. It doesn't say any good works. It doesn't say any kind of prayer. And those things are all good. It's all needful. But really, the root has to be faith.
Amen.
And Enoch, that's how he walked. By faith, he walked with God. And it baffles people because they go, wow, he lived a lot shorter. They don't realize that he actually is still living.
Amen.
We think, oh, he only lived 300. Everybody else lived 900. No. He was not. For God had translated him. And all translation means is you were here, and now you're here.
Yeah.
That's even a math term. All it is you take a shape, and you move it. How many's waiting to be translated?
Amen.
Yeah.
It's the same you and I. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye,
yes.
This body will not be corrupt anymore. It has been redeemed. It has been bought with a price. And this body, by the faith that's in your heart, the thing that you pray to get healed, that'll change your body. The thing that makes you pray that your finances will work out and it just happens to come out, that's the faith that'll change your body.
Amen.
Yeah. It's the faith that you walk by, not the faith you sprint by and you're a super Christian for about 3 days and then you burn out.
Come on.
Back in sin again.
Come on.
Oh, you see them, the old roller coaster Christians. Ain't that right? Woo, man. Just, when they get to the mountaintop, woo, they come down, they're just rolling. Hands up in the air, having a good time, but that next hill just can't seem to get up it very well, can they? Ain't enough steam to get all the way up there. Why? Because if you're just going off the roll, you can't go as high as you were last time.
That's right.
It has to be lower now. But if there's something in the engine that's got its own power moving, it don't matter what hill's coming off. It can be higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. Even as Brother Branham's life memory said, he had those seven valleys. There was a power inside of the prophet that kept him going. Kept going. The last one, he just went straight up. Oh, we think death is a terrible thing. Not to the Christian. Death is just the start.
Amen.
That's right.
And I believe God let that happen to Enoch just to prove that it doesn't matter how sinful man got. Satan had nothing on God.
That's right.
If he wanted to take somebody without dying, he did it.
Yeah.
Even when Moses, remember, Moses had died, but remember, he was resurrected because they couldn't find him. And the Bible says that even in the book of Job, the devil was disputing with Michael. Where's Moses? I thought there was a law around here that I'm over the dead.
And all I got there was the Lord rebuked you.
And that's what he was trying to say. Look, when you go to unbelievers and stuff and they want to fight and steal, said, don't worry about it. That's fine. You believe what you want to, I will. The Lord will prove what's his word. It's the truth nonetheless, ain't it? Remember when Paul was tormented by that woman with the devil spirit over and over and over? Eventually he just turned around and said, you child of the devil, you serpent in the grass, get out of here. That was all it was. How could they do all these things? How they want? All by faith.
Amen.
It's all by faith in who God is and who you are. When Enoch walked with God, he communed with him. He spoke to him, and God spoke back. Just like it was in the Garden of Eden. Enoch knew how to walk that way, and he did it for 300 years.
Amen.
Brother Branham says this, and faith is the substance, which is the very first sermon Brother Branham preached. He says, our following scripture said that Enoch had a testimony by faith that he pleased God. Is that right? And the Bible said without faith, it's impossible to please God. So you've got to have the same kind of faith that you believe and know. We think Enoch had this, oh, just super faith. Faith doesn't work that way. Faith is just as common as our t-shirts right now. It's everywhere. We all got one on. You've got faith in your heart if you're a believer.
Amen.
You don't got to go find it. It's there. Tap into it. Speak what faith is trying to say over the situation.
Amen.
When you pray for the sick, speak what the word has said. They shall be healed.
Amen.
When you pray for your loved ones, pray what the word said about it. Not what by what you see, not by what you taste, you feel. Faith is the highest sense that overrules all those.
Right.
Faith overrules all of our natural senses.
Amen.
If faith declares it, it's true. And if you can ever get that kernel of faith, and you can do that for another soul, that soul must come in. Just a kernel. Just enough that you know you truly believe it. It must happen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Now we love you, Jesus.
Let's read that in Hebrews 11 again. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11. Let's go just to verse 5. By faith Enoch was translated that he did not see death and was not found because God had translated him. People trying to get translated, and the whole Bible said that God will translate his church. People, oh man, gotta get ready for the rapture, gotta get ready for the rapture. Look, if you're born again and you're walking in the Spirit of God, you're ready.
Right? Amen.
You won't change your body, he will.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God translated him. For before his translation, you see what you've got to be packing now, he had this testimony that he pleased God.
Amen.
Didn't they ask Jesus, how do we do the works of God? He said, believe on him whom he has sent.
Amen.
Faith, again, believe in whom he has sent. And as I just sang in that song, look, people can say they believe, they can say they have all the scriptures. The message is the scriptures for the day.
Amen.
It is. There's no other interpretation that'll get you through. Look, we'll get to the flood in a minute here. When Noah was building the ark, no other ark could make it.
Right.
No other design could make it. No copycat. No, not as close as he could get. It will fail because it was not God constructed.
Yeah.
Right.
This message was not Brother Branham.
That's right.
This message wasn't just you and I. It was the word restored.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
As Brother Bram said, it's not us as like people coming eternally. It's that we were in the word. And that seed of the word is eternal.
Amen.
It can't start or stop. Amen. And it manifested.
Yeah.
Look, you are an attribute of God. How many knows God's a Savior?
Amen.
How many knows God's a Savior?
Amen.
That's one attribute of God.
Great.
How many knows there's a God that looks like you?
Amen.
Yeah.
Because, look, and people think it's polytheist, but it's really not. It's the same God and his children.
Amen.
It's the same God and his bride.
Amen.
And in this day, it's the same God and his wife.
Amen.
Because before we're translated, you have to have the testimony that you are married to Christ. And when we know when God slipped it on you, it was back before the foundation of the world. It's fine that you were walking around with blinders, right? You're looking at, I don't know that I'm married, but one day God gave you the word, and all of a sudden your eyesight got clear and you could see it.
Yeah.
I was predestinated for
Amen.
This.
Amen. Does anybody recognize that yet in your life? Do you need God to do 10 more miracles for you to finally believe it? Go back just 5 years ago and look what he's done since then. Why do we still doubt him? We have nothing to doubt him for. Every time we hit rock bottom, guess what? There's still something to bring you back up.
That's right.
Every time you're sick, there's always healing provided. Every time it looks like there ain't a road, all of a sudden a road appears.
Yep.
Every time it looks like every door's shut, what happens? And you realize, hey,
Amen.
Because before the foundation of the world, every one of your steps was ordered
Amen.
Of the Lord. God is not creating our story at all. It was always there.
Amen.
Yeah.
And we think, oh, it just happened by chance. Isn't that right? Isn't that what, Ruth, remember he said it? She just happened on Boaz's field. No. It wasn't by no chance. It was predestinated of God.
Yeah.
And to look at that, let's just go to that story real quick. She was just a little Moabitess woman. Did you know she was the link in the Messiah coming?
Amen.
That's right.
You think you're just nobody. You're a link from the resurrection.
Right. Amen.
Because without one believer, you understand that's why we're still here today. I believe with all my heart. Because one believer is not in the body yet. We sit here.
Yeah.
Amen.
And that ain't time to point that believer. What are you taking so long? Maybe you're the one supposed to witness to him. You want to know what's wrong with the body of Christ? There's only one place to go look at.
That's right.
Find a mirror.
Yeah.
God never asked us to be each other's Holy Ghost.
That's right.
That's why he gave every believer the Holy Ghost. That goes the same with the pastor too. And I just say it's because any minister, really, if he's trying to dictate the people by himself, it won't work.
That's right.
But if he'll just say what the Word says, the Word and the people will respond to the Word that is spoken. And really, if you're a son of God, why do you want anything else anyways?
Amen.
You want Judas to stick around? Really? No, he can go ahead and leave. That's all right. If the Word doesn't appetite, it's not somebody's appetite, let him go because they're brute beasts fitted for destruction. We go, my, it's a terrible thing to think. Look, the Bible said that. Don't just take what you think tastes good. Eat it all.
Amen.
Eat it all. In this day, there will be millions that will die and go to hell. There are millions dying and going to hell all the time.
Right.
And as we've said before, if you just sit and dwell on that, my, you'll put yourself into a depression. But God didn't ordain that for man. That's their choice.
Right.
And it takes really the pity away when you realize that a man walked into hell on his own accord. How can you blame God anymore? But aren't you happy? When you were looking for a way back, he was already provided.
And
all you were doing was facing the wrong way. You turned around and you saw it wasn't very wide. It was a nice glazed path covered in the blood of Christ. All the way back and you can see glory over there. I pray that's you today. I pray you're not waiting for somebody else to do it. But you can actually see yourself in a theophany.
Amen.
And you watch that body that's already sitting there in yours meet one day. And I believe that's all that was happening with Enoch that day. He was walking along with God like any other day. And that's exactly what the Bible said the rapture would be. Just like any other day.
Amen. Amen.
He was just walking with God like he always did. Probably had his prayer time with God like he always did. He went to his work and spent time with God. Look, it didn't say he took vacation off his 300 years. It said all 300. He walked with God.
Right.
And he was walking with God and walking with God. And yet one day he began to see. Who's that over there? Take a few steps. He looks like me. He began to walk. And before he knew it, he looked. And him and that image had become one. I believe it'll be the same way.
Amen.
I really do. Remember what Brother Branham said, when you hear the message, and I ain't just talking about in here. When someone here hears the message, he says you heard from your theophany.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And I hope this doesn't kill anybody's doctrine, but I don't think there's any extras.
Amen.
I think there's just enough.
Yeah.
Think about what you used to believe. Think about where you came from. How did you stumble upon this? I think of the same many times. I don't mean to discourage my dad or anything like that, but just in my past, I should have grown up in the message. And to think, it took 16 years before I even knew that Brother Branham even existed. But because of what I was, hope you're hearing me right now. Because of what I was in here, it had to come.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is.
In all those years, all we can go back and say, oh, I should have done this, I should have done this. It's a waste of time. God worked it out just the way he wanted.
Right.
I used to walk in my grandpa's house. I tell you, I saw that picture. And when I saw that picture, I thought it was 10 times bigger than that. When I saw my grandpa's, I realized it was that big. And it, because I had seen it as such a little young, in my head, it was like this big. Because I was a little guy. I had seen the statue of Perkman for years and years and years. I didn't know what those words Labadasa, what does that word say? Lodosia, you know. I didn't know that. But God knew the time. Remember, it's not a time appointed by you or me, or the church, or the pastor. It's a time appointed of the Father.
Right.
He knows the time to adopt His Son.
Yep.
Even in my walk with the Lord, I don't mind. Is it okay if I testify a little bit?
Come on.
In my walk with the Lord, I watched God as He began to let me do things for Him. Because I wasn't ready to do things I wanted to do. First time I tried to preach, I was about 18 or 19 years old. Went okay the first time because I was trusting God because I didn't know how to do anything. But after all, I thought, hey, I'm a pretty good preacher. You know what happened after that? Not all that great a preacher after all. As Brother Branham said, remember the guy that came up with his chest all stuck up? And then he realized it wasn't going over too well and he left with his chest down. The man said if he would have went up the way he came down, he would have went down the way he came up. And isn't that right? Humble yourself before God. Just love Him. That's all Enoch did. He wasn't showing off. He wasn't trying to be anything fake. Enoch just walked with God. It was his life. That's why we have to emphasize that word walked. Do you understand? And that's the only way you and I are ever going to make it. It must be every day.
Yeah.
I'm just in love with Him.
Yeah.
I'm just serving Him. I'm not trying to do anything special necessarily. I just want to please Him.
Right.
And that's all God wants. Isn't that what you want out of your spouse? You don't want him just to, what would it be, wives, if your husband just came down once a year? But oh my, you had a good old time. He took you out, he got you flowers, he got you chocolate, he bought you things, he took you here, he took you there. But it's only one day, and then the rest of the year he's gone. And one day don't mean a whole lot, does it? What would you rather have?
Every day.
Just every day. Don't have to do any of that, right? Just be with me.
Right. Yes. Yes, sir.
And people in the world, they're on the rat race looking for that thing to please, right? And all it is sitting at home with your loved ones.
Yeah, that's right.
We all know if you break down what's really fun, it's fellowship.
Yeah.
True, genuine, not put on, not making it up, loving one another kind of fellowship. That's what every man desires. Because where did he get that void in his heart?
Yeah.
God had it.
Amen.
And God put the void in man. So he could come fill it.
Amen.
As Brother Branham said, none of us have a right to fill that holy call with anything in the world.
Amen.
With a bunch of filth. And you try it, you can try it and try it, and tell you right now it won't fill it up. The only thing that can is walking with God.
Amen.
Might have to retitle this sermon if that's all right. By Faith Enoch. We might do Noah next week. I think I'm gonna have to do that because I know we got tomorrow and I don't want to go too long. Can I read a quote for you tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You had me a little nervous there. I was like, maybe I'm allowed to.
Please, right here.
All right, brother. Thank you. How many's looking for the rapture?
Amen.
How many's tired of this old world?
Yeah.
Now, you better not be necessarily looking for the rapture. I hope I don't want. You better be packing.
There you go.
I ain't trying to miss. But how many's ready for that to come into a full manifestation? To where not only my soul's changed, not only get a new spirit, but I'm a new body. I'm not going to deal with this rock thing anymore. That's the day I'm looking for. Brother Bram says this in the countdown. Our Heavenly Father, you see their hands. I'm only responsible for preaching the word. They are yours. I give them to you. They are yours. Let the Holy Spirit now, and may they see that, these achievements. They see it in the natural. If we look back, we see it in the spiritual. You're here, Lord. You promised. Just before the end time come, that as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. And we look back and see those days. Look there where you see these two ministers, outstanding angelic anointed men, went down to Sodom and preached in the days of Abraham, calling out Lot. Then there was one that stayed with Abraham. And that was the one who done a sign to Abraham. The others in Sodom did their sign. And Father, so many things could be said right here. Maybe the church wouldn't understand. But I pray that you'll give them such a crave for it, Lord, that they'll come and see we're at the end time, the astronaut age. I pray, Father, that they'll realize it It isn't trying to condemn what they had. It's only trying to give them more. Rapturing grace. For the hour will come when we'll have to have rapture power, not only to heal the body, but to change it in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Christ will be so real into their bodies till he can change it by his great death and what he purchased. May they take this today, that token. Do you understand? We're looking for rapture and grace, and he's telling you how to do it. May they take the token. What's the token? The baptism of the Holy Ghost. May they take this token that I spoke of last night, hold it before them, and walk into this astronaut. Grant it, Father, where visions, powers, and worlds beyond known, and oh God, where all the great mysteries of God is unfolded in those seven seals and made known to man. Grant it, Father. How? Look, the seven seals were absolutely needful. Don't let somebody say, you've heard those comments, haven't you? Oh, we talk about seals and this, but I want to talk about the real. The seals were absolutely important. Without the seals being open, none of us would have had a chance.
That's right.
It unlocked the Bible. Brother Ram said the Bible became a new book to him when the seals were open.
Yeah.
It just goes to show that you have to receive the token to hear what the seals mean
Amen.
To you.
Right.
What did the seals reveal? We've talked about this before. What did the seals unlock? Christ. He was bound by denominations and false doctrines and all these things. But the seals came and broke all that off and it showed you who he was. But I pray, I hope you understand that yes, I know who he is. But I know who he is.
Amen.
Yes.
How else are you going to change a body in the moment, twinkling of an eye, trying to do it in your own power? There's no point in trying, is there?
No.
Because we can't do it. But if you'll walk with God. And look, not it is rapturing faith, but how do you get rapturing faith? By rapturing grace. Until you put all your confidence, and I mean A-double-L, confidence in the grace of God, you'll never have the faith you need to have.
Amen. Amen.
Dad knows this, but the greatest athletes, do you know what separates them from any other athlete? It's not necessarily the ability or stamina or strength and all those things, because many athletes have that. They have it. What's the difference? Is the greatest athlete, the second he makes a mistake, you know what happens? He's back up like it never happened. And he goes at it 100%.
Amen.
The ones that weren't the greatest, they get stuck in their heads. And what do? They begin to doubt what they are.
Mm-hmm.
They begin to forget their ability because of a mistake.
Right.
And it's just the same as a church. If you don't have complete confidence in the grace of God, that even when you fell down. Look, we all make mistakes. Brother Ram said he backslides 1,000 times a day. I don't think that gives us any room either, does it? Look, that's the way it goes. We have to come back to the grace of God. And I say it every minute, every hour, every day. Well, I mean, maybe that's just me. Maybe some of you get away for a couple hours or so. Not me. There's always something I go, man, Lord, why didn't I say it this way? Why didn't I do it this way? Why did I say that? Why did I let that one slip? Why didn't I do this? Why did I take that little inkling on my heart and I just kind of ignored it and moved on and did something else? Why, Lord, why? But really, Lord, I'm sorry. That's all I can do, and I'm trusting in your grace. That you saved me, you filled me, you changed me, you'll rapture me.
Amen.
Bible says that the Lamb's wife hath made herself ready.
Yes.
And many people, even especially in the message, will take that to say, well, all right, bride, let's get doing this. Let's get doing this. We got to get this done. Let's do this. And you realize, does that list ever end? Just a second, you got this part of it done. What happened? You realize, oh, there was all this down here.
Mm-hmm.
And that was twice as long as what you started with. And then you start with that, and before you know it, you might as well just roll it all out the road. That's how long it takes. But the believer catches it right now. God saved me. God didn't just save me, he bought me. And he didn't just buy me, he bought me back. He didn't just save me, he predestinated me to be saved before I even got here. So when you begin to look at your faults, your failures, your things, you go, well, he accepted me anyways. And as you begin to have that, as we said, rapturing grace, and not only for yourself, but it begins to flow out that God can give this to anyone else. And to begin to be the life of God manifesting out of you, it'll produce rapture and faith.
Amen.
To where when the time is, and we know, Jesus said, no man knows the day or the hour, and it'll be just a normal day. So anytime you see these guys coming up with their dates and things, just go ahead and mark that off the calendar. It's not that day. It'll be something else. Yeah. And even in the message, I've heard, oh my, you know, California's got to do this, and then this will happen, and this, and then the rapture will go forth. And the second you start doing that, God have mercy on your soul. What did Brother Bram says, the only thing the rapture's waiting on? The readiness of the church. That's it. And the only thing you can do is your part. If everybody would just be what God told them to be and not worry what everybody else is, I think we'd be all right. I think we'd begin to function together a little bit. Aren't you glad that your finger don't want to be an eye? That caused a lot of confusion, wouldn't it? But that's what happens when you try to just be something you're not. You say, well, even if you have something in your heart that's telling you, as I just told you, I knew I was to preach years ago. There's something in you that you're supposed to do, but it's the wrong time. Look, just wait. Do now what you're supposed to be doing.
Amen.
If you're not to preach the gospel, but you might later on, that's fine. Witness now. Tell what's happened now. How many believes in divine healing?
Yeah.
How many believes that that's to every believer, that if you lay your hands on sick, they'll get, go do it.
Amen.
Go, right? Isn't that what Jesus said? I didn't even say no. He said go.
Amen.
Into all the world, preach the gospel, these signs will follow them that believe. Can we do that tonight?
Amen.
And look, every one of those nuggets, there's a big mountain of sin that's keeping us from getting out and out of this place. But every time one of those things happen, it just rolls away. Rolls away. Before you know it, this will, and I'll just say, the mountain of sin is you. All this, and it just, it'll roll off, and one of these days there won't be nothing left.
Amen.
And you'll just walk into something new.
Alright.
Aren't you glad you'll be able to look at your hands and not have to worry about, you know, your scars and all the things you don't like and like that? You don't have to worry about what you're going to be wearing. Because we're all going to look really good. I don't know about you, but this is what I live for. And I am ashamed many times when I think of great men like Enoch, walked with God 300 years, and we want to whine for walking with him. Even our lifespan, the Bible says 70, 80 with strength. That ain't even nothing compared to what Enoch had to go through. We whine about this trial and that trial. And I said we, because I'm throwing me in there. And we just, Lord, help us.
Yes, amen.
You deserve so much more blessing, so much more honor. Even when I feel sick and stuff and hurting, and, Lord, let me look past that. I'm getting out of this place soon.
Amen.
Just think about it. What if it is a week from now? You think you're going to remember all these trials you just went through? Oh my, that'll fly so fast and see your forgetfulness. You'll already be, like Brother Brandon said, way past the moon anyhow. Don't worry about it.
Amen.
Live your life that day. Brother Brandon said, live every day as if it could be today.
Amen.
But plan like it could be 100 years from now. Which means don't sprint. Just walk with God. Let's stand together tonight. I believe the Lord spoke tonight to your heart.
Yes, amen.
Amen.